think we have to take this as a very serious development. I think that there's every indication that Security Council Resolution 1874, which allowed nations which had reasonable grounds for believing that material for missiles or weapons of mass destruction were on board ships, they could search those ships, but without using lethal military force. I think that there is every indication that there is some impact now of that resolution, both on North Korea itself, and one of the stories is also on Myanmar or Burma. There's some indication that Myanmar had already told the North Koreans that they would not allow the ship to dock, which shows, I think, that the resolution is having some effect.
So the actual effect was on the intended destination, not necessarily a concession or backing off by North Korea.
I don't think we know that yet. I think there is a rumor of a diplomatic statement from Myanmar, which is saying they would not allow the ship to dock. Whether at the same time the North Koreans had decided that this was too risky and too difficult, I think we'll have to wait a little while to try and find out more about that. So I think this is an important development, but I think we'd be foolish if we thought that this was somehow the way in which the problem was going to be solved once and for all.
The Kong Nam itself apparently has quite a history of delivering weapons of some sort to other countries.
Yes, it does. It's a very well-known ship. I think it's one of the North Korean ships that would be most eagerly watched because, as you said, this has been used for a number of those kinds of activities, not just for weapons of mass destruction, but also the delivery of narcotics and other kinds of contraband that the North Koreans have used to gain foreign exchange over the years.
While this trip was in transit for the past couple of weeks, there was speculation whether or not the United States would actually threaten or try to board this vessel, and that there was speculation as to what the North Korean response might be. As far as we know, there was no indication of any effort to try to board this vessel.
No, I think most commentators have decided that such a move would be extremely dangerous. The North Koreans had made it quite clear that they would resist any attempt to board the Kang Nam. As I said earlier, the United Nations Security Council declaration forbids the use of force to back up any attempt to board a North Korean ship. So I think all that the United States Navy could do, I think, was to shadow the ship and show some willingness to keep it in sight. And I think the idea of an actual boarding, I think, was never really seriously contemplated.
It's early. We don't know exactly the final destination of the Kong Nam, but should it return to North Korean waters, will North Korea have lost face in the international community?
I think so. I think North Korea has always taken a very strong stance. One of the reasons why various nations have given way to North Korean pressure from time to time is that the North Koreans have appeared willing to do anything almost. And this will be a sign that they are open to pressure. But as I said earlier, I think we really have to think beyond this particular development. I think it's an interesting and an important development, but I think we have to do some more serious thinking about the way forward on solving the North Korean nuclear issue, which I think will involve some more serious attempts to get back to negotiations. I think negotiations are the only way that this whole situation is going to be resolved. And at the moment, I think the framework for encouraging that kind of negotiation is not really in place on either side.
A U.S. envoy, in fact, is in Beijing discussing further sanctions against North Korea and companies that do business with it. Is China putting any pressure on North Korea so far as we know?
Yes, I think it is. So we don't know the details, of course, but the Chinese have let it be known that that they were very displeased by the last nuclear test, that they wanted to put some pressure on North Korea to behave more reasonably. Yet, on the other hand, I think China is limited in the amount of pressure that it would like to put on North Korea because it's caught between two possibilities. One possibility is that North Korea would collapse, and that would allow in perhaps greater influence from South Korea and therefore the United States right along the Chinese border. That's the first danger. The second danger is a danger of nuclear proliferation and having a nuclear-armed North Korea on its borders. That might set off a nuclear arms race in the region, including South Korea and Japan. Of those two dangers, I think Pyongyang is more worried about the first. I think it's more worried about collapse than anything else. So I think China is putting some pressure on North Korea, but I think there are some limits as to exactly how much pressure it will be willing to exert.